Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday to this point in time. I'm Randy Van. Thanks for joining us today. A Kellogg man has been given a 90-day suspended jail sentence for injuring a 9-year-old boy. 42-year-old Dustin Michael Breckenridge pled guilty to child endangerment. His sentence also includes a $625 fine, 1 year of probation, and 1 year no contact order. According to the Jasper County Sheriff's Department, Breckenridge pulled the child off a bed and put him in a cradle hold on the floor. This caused abrasions, the boy's right hip and back pain. Child's mother said this incident occurred at Breckenridge Front Street home in Kellogg the night of November 3rd. Next morning, she claims Breckenridge threw a plastic container that hit the boy in the back, causing redness and pain. 26-year-old Dylan James Verwers of Newton is facing drug-related charges following an incident Sunday night at his apartment at 821 South 13th Avenue East. Newton police dispatched there for an odor of marijuana coming from the apartment. Police say officers knocked on the door and Verwers opened the door. And there was a strong odor, burnt marijuana, that exited the apartment. Verwers asked for a search warrant rather than consenting to let the officers look for marijuana. That search warrant was granted, and officers say they found a large amount of drug paraphernalia, synthetic urine, and 2.61 grams of marijuana that tested positive for THC. He's charged with first offense possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and intention of defrauding alcohol or drug test. Verwers is currently free on his own recognizance pending an October 26 court appearance. An area health provider that has operated mobile COVID vaccine clinics locally has received the Heroes in Health Award. The Squawky Nation's Health Clinic has been given the award for their COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The award is the highest honor given out by the National Indian Health Board. The Squawky Health Clinic Director, Rudy Pipaki, says they used CARES Act funding to purchase a travel bus to create a mobile vaccine clinic.
So we're able to take tables, vaccines, staff, supplies necessary, and do a lot of outreach clinics both, you know, locally to the Tama, Toledo, Iowa area, and then also in the Des Moines area, Newton, Marshalltown.
He says they also offer gift cards as incentive for tribal employees and local Native Americans to get this shot.
The people that were on the fence were the ones that kind of said, well, hey, you know, for a couple $100, I'm willing to get the vaccine now.
He estimates just under 90% of the settlement's eligible population is now fully vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control says Iowa's statewide vaccination rate is 63%, while Jasper County is at 60.4%. CDC says for the 7-day period ending yesterday, there have been 139 new COVID cases in Jasper County. The county's positivity rate for testing has been 12.9%, and there have been 9 new hospitalizations. PCM Athletics Activities Director Jerry Swink says they're looking to create a PCM branding marketing team. Team looking to be consisting of 2 current PCM staff, 2 current PCM coaches, 2 current PCM community members, 2 current PCM parents, and 2 current PCM students at the high school. Initial goals of the branding marketing team would be to define a consistent PCM logo and imaging, define consistent PCM colors, and create a long-term branding marketing plan for PCM. The Newton City Council's approved purchase bids for 3 former dangerous and dilapidated building program lots. Golden Hammer Contractors offered $5,000 per lot for the now vacant land at 900 and 1106 South 5th Avenue East. Company plans to build new homes on both residentially zoned lots. Golden Hammer previously bought 2 other dangerous and dilapidated building lots from the city and is currently building single-family homes on them. The light industrial zoned lot at 200 East 8th Street North has been purchased by Mahaska Communication Group of Oskaloosa. They're paying the city $2,000 for the lot. An electronics hut will be erected there as part of the company's broadband expansion into Newton.
I'm excited to see these proposals because these are D&D lots we've had for a while, and we've got a developer from Ankeny who's purchased 2 and is now looking at purchasing 2 more, and I'm really excited that Mahaska Communications Group is taking the next step to bringing fiber to our community.
That's at-large Newton City Councilwoman Evelyn George. Des Moines police say an officer shot a woman armed with a knife who had reportedly threatened a man in downtown Des Moines. Police say it happened around 6:30 last night. Man called 911 to say a white woman armed with a knife tried to stab him as he was walking and was still following him. An officer was dispatched to the area. Police say the woman turned her attention to the officer once he arrived and started advancing and ignoring his commands. News release indicates the officer shot the woman less than a minute after he arrived on the scene. The woman was taken to a nearby Des Moines hospital. She is listed in critical condition. The officer was not injured. That is your news this hour. No funeral announcements to pass along. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy your afternoon.